Officials from Sinovac Biotech, which jointly developed the vaccine with China's Center for Disease Control, say two clinical trials showed the vaccine worked. The development is a promising sign for scientists who have worked for years to develop a vaccine to protect humans from the H5N1 strain of bird flu. The virus has infected nearly 400 people and killed at least 238 worldwide, most of them in Asia. Experts worry that the H5N1 strain could cause a deadly flu pandemic in humans. So far, most human victims have caught the virus from sick poultry, but there have been some cases of human-to-human exposure. Malik Pieris teaches microbiology at Hong Kong University. He was among the scientists who first identified the virus when it appeared in the city 11 years ago and was part of a team that provided the genetic map of the bird flu virus and its mutations.
The concern, of course, is that if you give this virus enough time to keep on exposing the human population, sooner or later, the virus might learn the trick of transmitting from human to human, and then we would have a pandemic, and actually quite a nasty pandemic at that.
Pieris says it's crucial to find a vaccine now because there's a strong chance that the infection rate could grow rapidly. He says the history of H5N1 appears similar to that of severe acute respiratory syndrome, which appeared in China in 2002 and spread around the world, killing nearly 800 people. In Hong Kong, 299 people died.
I think if you go back to the story of SARS, again, it was quite a similar situation, as we can see now in retrospect. Again, it was a virus found in animals, in animal markets in southern China, and probably over a number of years, it was repeatedly infecting humans, but finally, it did adapt and learn how to transmit from human to human, and then it led to this global outbreak that we saw.
Since the H5N1 flu reappeared in 2003, the virus has spread worldwide and has led to the deaths of hundreds of millions of chickens, ducks, and other birds. Indonesia has the highest human bird flu fatalities at 107 deaths, followed by Vietnam at 52. Experts now consider the virus to be well entrenched in Southeast Asia and unlikely to be eradicated among poultry for years. Vietnam also plans to start clinical trials for a human vaccine. A vaccine designed using a current strain of the virus might not offer full protection against other mutated strains in the future. But experts say developing vaccines now could, at the very least, shorten the time needed to make a more effective vaccine in the case of a pandemic. Naomi Martig, VOA News, Hong Kong.